This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be joined by Shannon McCreary. Of course, you're a skincare expert and the National Head of Education for Ultraceuticals in Ireland. Shannon, it's always lovely to talk to you, and especially about such an important topic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Louise.
Not at all. Now, beyond just SPF numbers, what are most crucial factors to consider when choosing a sunscreen for daily use for extended outdoor activities? I know, obviously, July is UV protection month, so we want to try and make sure that everybody is being protected, especially when we see even a glimmer of sunshine in the sky.
Oh, 100%. And one thing that is always good to be aware of with SPFs is that the number on the bottle is only the UVB protection. So that's your 50 and 30 or 50, where you want to look at formulation as a whole. One of my favourite things to look out for in an SPF is antioxidants. They help to minimise the inflammatory response within the skin and also assist with that UV protection. And of course, making sure it's broad spectrum. So you want to make sure that it's not just UVB protective, but also UVA protective. So you're getting that full broad spectrum protection to the skin.
And what are some of the common misconceptions that people might have about UV protection? Because we always hear that we should wear our SPF, but particularly for those with darker skin tones or on cloudy days, how can we actually address them and make sure that we're using the correct SPF for our skin?
So happy you asked this question. I get this so much by therapists and clients. So when it comes to UV protection, we need to be aware that the sun penetrates our skin, and on sunny days, we can visibly feel this. So you'll feel the heat on your skin may go brown or may go red, and we can see that physical damage. And that's UVB radiation, so we know to put on SPF and keep our skin protected. But there's also UVA radiation, which penetrates deeper into our skin, and that's what causes premature aging, and that damage is seen slower over time, and both can also increase your risk of skin cancer. So regardless if you're a more paler skin or a darker skin type, everybody needs to make sure that they're using SPF to keep their skin protected, because regardless if your skin visibly burns, the damage is still happening to those skin cells. So we want to make sure that we're using SPF consistently and keeping that skin protected. Also, really important for people to be aware to reapply their SPF, particularly on hot days, because most people will use an SPF 50 and think, oh, great, I'm fully protected. Whereas your SPF can wear off after about 2 hours due to just general life, sweating, touching it. So we need to make sure we're reapplying it when in direct sunlight to keep up that level of protection to the skin.
Besides sunscreen, I know there's loads of other products out there that can be effective methods of UV protection. Maybe people might overlook these. How can we integrate them into our daily routine? Because I know a lot of people might not have started to use SPF daily until maybe listening to a conversation that maybe you and I have had, or I know that there's a lot bigger of a push these days to make sure that you're using your SPF every single day. But what other things can we look out for?
SPF has become increasingly more popular to use because I think skin therapists alike are pushing it for the fact that it's your best prevention against premature aging, because the sun is what leads to that premature aging and skin damage. But it's also what you apply underneath. So using serums and moisturizers with antioxidants, particularly, and what an antioxidant is, are vitamins like vitamin C, E, you may see ingredients like ferulic acid, and they help to protect against oxidative stress to the skin, and they help to give that additional, I like to call, your second line of defense. And there's many different products that would have these, like your vitamin C serums, like Ultraceuticals, do a Ultra C concentrate with your L-ascorbic acid that will help to protect the skin and help give that little bit more of a uplift to the protection underneath your SPF. And using moisturizers to keep the skin hydrated with ingredients like ceramides that protect the skin's barrier.
What are the telltale signs of sun damage maybe I should be looking out for on my skin? And what point should I maybe be concerned enough to seek professional medical advice? Because maybe this is something that people don't often look out for, and you know, maybe it's something that they could prevent, maybe damage.
A lot of people, they don't realise that when they see sun damage occur onto their skin, they're like, oh, it must be from my last holiday, where the fact of the matter is it happened many years previous. Most of the sun damage happens before the age of 18, so even if you had a sunburn at 10 years old, or you know, unfortunately done sunbeds in your teenage years, that damage comes up a lot later in life. And we see it more aesthetically, like deeper lines and wrinkles, hyperpigmentation. But particularly from people from a medical point of view, if you see any irregularities or changes within the skin, it's always important to get it checked up. There's actually a great clinic called the Rose Clinic. They do mole screening and they are fantastic. If you do see anything that looks irregular, something that hasn't been going away or sits a bit different onto the skin, it's always good to get it checked, because even if you've never had any issues, it's the years previous that damage accumulates, and then often things can just come up, and it's best to get them checked as soon as you notice.
Given the variety of UV rays in Ireland and our local climate here, how can we best interpret and use the daily UV index to try and guide sun protection habits?
Definitely, especially I love now the weather apps that they always have the UV index, so it's a great way to know. So ideally, if it's under a UV index of 3, every single day, even when it's cloudy or in the middle of winter, we should be wearing an SPF, making sure to wear sunglasses to keep our eyes protected. But if you're noticing it's greater than 3, it's reapplying that SPF, but also making sure to wear protective clothing, especially on young children. So if you can use like UV protective clothing, making sure to stay in the shade and keeping out of direct sunlight during midday when the sun is at strongest, because the last thing we want is to incur that burn to the skin or causing that skin damage that can lead then to more severe kind of skin ailments down the line.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you as well, have you got any tips for people who might be on holidays? I know we've heard of, you know, an extreme heat wave that might be hitting European countries. Is there anything that we can do to make sure that we are holidaying correctly and making sure that we're not going to cause ourselves any damage when we are out of the country?
Oh, 100%. I've seen the heat waves coming. So if you are heading out of the country, making sure to use a broad spectrum SPF, even set a timer on the phone to reapply every 2 hours. What also can be really helpful to keep the skin cool as well in that intense heat. So even like things like hydration mist to use throughout the day, you can get really affordable ones or from high end to keep the skin nice and cool, reapplication and staying out of that direct light. And even afterwards in the evening times, using hydrating lotions, like anything that may have ingredients like aloe vera in there to keep the skin cool. You want to be using gel-based products as well to take down that inflammation that can build up.
I'm thinking about some of the guys who might spend a fair amount of time outside, or even if you're somebody who works outdoors. What's your recommended approach to post-sun exposure skincare to try and help repair and soothe the skin? And maybe if you have any tips for people who work outside to try and drill home that they definitely should be wearing an SPF and protecting their lovely face.
They can, please do have an SPF on the go, but it's afterwards when you come home after spending a lot of time outdoors in the sun, the skin can feel quite dry. So it can be quite tight, quite dry. So we need to be using ingredients that are going to restore that moisture level. And one of my favourites to use also are masks. You see now a lot of these like sheet masks out. I know K-Beauty is huge at the moment. And the likes of using hydrating sheet masks or hydrating overnight masks, they usually have higher level of those moisturising ingredients, more nourishing. And they're a great boost as well to help reduce the inflammation, keep the skin hydrated. And the biggest thing is keep it cool, reduce the inflammation, restore the moisture, and of course, keep it protected throughout the day.
Love it. Shannon, of course, you are our expert who comes on to have a chat to us. I think we've learned so much, and everybody listening this evening is definitely going to up their skincare and up their routine to make sure that it incorporates SPF. If people want to find out more, if they want to check out some of your resources, where's the best place to go?
Cuticles.ie. We do have articles up there, or follow us on our social media pages.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.